The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
3, 2, 1, and we are live. This is the first episode of 2022, the first of many, I hope. Hi, everyone. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this Muslim Girl podcast. This is Noor. To many of you, maybe this is the first episode that you're listening to. To a lot of you, you're probably wondering, where have the episodes been? Where have you been? What's going on? So I wanted to post a quick update, but before I do that, I feel like I almost need to reintroduce myself because it has been a really long time, I think, since I've done a proper introduction. And so for any new listeners who are hearing this podcast, or maybe you've only heard, you know, one or two and are still confused about, like, who is this girl? Who's this Muslim Girl podcast? Let me introduce myself. So my name is Noor, and I was born in Yemen. I was about 2 years old when my family immigrated to the United States. Prior to that, my dad had already been living in the United States for a really long time, since he was probably a young adult. So I live in California. I've lived in the Central Valley my entire life. So many people assume when they think California, it's like beaches and palm trees. And yes, it is amazing. And yes, it is the best state in the entire nation. And I will argue that, like, that will be the hill that I die on. But besides the point, where I grew up is really more country, I guess you could say. Like, a lot of times we joke and say that it's like the south part of, like the southern part of the U.S., but in California. So where I live, it's agriculture and oil are really two big industries. And it is very rural. I mean, I come from quite a big town. It's not, you know, over 500,000 people. Lots of large spaces, lots of land, lots of dairies and cows. And if you know me, you know I love cows. Yeah, but like everything is 2 hours away. So like LA is less than 2 hours. The beach is 2 hours away. Sequoia National Park and forestry is 2 hours away. So like you can go see snow in 2 hours away in the winter. Really, there's like so much that's going on. And so I've always loved very much living in this state, but I think I probably live in the least popular part of the state. So the things that I studied in college are very, I think, very random. I think my parents probably had a hard time understanding like how all of these pieces fit together. And to be quite honest, I wasn't even sure what I was doing and like where that was going to lead. But I feel like I just kept taking leaps of faith and thinking, you know, one is going to take me or is going to direct me into the next step. I honestly feel like I have a very interesting background just because I studied kind of two opposite things. I wouldn't say they're opposite. They were complementary in my eyes, because for me, my favorite type of art was like conceptual art and art that came from art that was responding to periods of times or moments in history. So I'm someone who really enjoys history, enjoys art history. And so my primary focus and area of interest was political activism and art. And so the political science and the art kind of came together for me in that way. And then the public administration was just like, I need a job. And I know that a lot of job descriptions actually state that you need like an MBA, like a master's in business administration or public administration. So that was the intent. And if you want to make it even more weird, or if I should make it even more weird, I started working for an agricultural company. So I have a lot of experience in the ag industry, from farming to manufacturing. And now I primarily, for the past 4 years, have been working in corporate social responsibility. So I've kind of stepped out of the line of work within the business and more so the philanthropic side. And it's honestly such a rewarding job, and I love what I do, but I know that it's really random because it's not what I studied at all, and it's not where I think my parents envisioned me going into. And so I think people find it really weird when I say like I work in agriculture, But I guess if you live where I live, then you would understand because we are a big ag community. So yeah. And I have an Etsy shop where I sell stickers and greeting cards that are very much inspired by like my Yemeni slash Arab upbringing. And that's honestly become a hobby that's taken off in the past 2 years. So that's my background. I am also someone who has been an extrovert for most of my life, although I will say COVID has really brought out the introvert in me, and I've been really enjoying a lot of time alone. And I started this platform many years ago because I thought there were so many great stories of Muslim women, especially Yemeni women in my community, and I just realized none of those stories are getting shared because no one's going to go on YouTube and put themselves out there, and people want it to be anonymous and etc. So I thought, oh, like podcasts is like pretty cool because it's just voices. So that's been the goal. I think it's slowly kind of transitioning, but at the end of the day, it's a podcast hosted by a Muslim girl talking about things that I think are relevant to my life as a Muslim girl. I think most women would find relevant in their lives. I also think that these are topics that are very important for all members of our community to listen to. That is the non-Muslim members of our community, that is the Muslim men in our community, that is the older generations of our community. So I am hoping that this is something that reaches beyond just the demographic that looks like me. But I also know that that tends to be the majority of the demographic. And so, yeah, I think that pretty much summarizes it all. As you continue to listen on to more episodes, past ones and upcoming ones, I'm sure you'll learn a little bit more about me. I just want to share some updates, have a little chit chat, and yeah, I'm really excited. It's been quite a while since I've actually sat down and recorded, and it's just so funny to me because I remember when I first started this journey back in 2016, which I don't know about many of you, but my like time stops in my mind in 2019 because to me that's when life was normal, and then 2020 happened, and I just feel like I have no concept of time. So 2020, 2021, and now going into 2022, it's a lot of 20s. I just feel like I don't know that how time exists. And so sometimes when I think about last year, my last year is still 2019, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to anyone? Maybe it's just me. But yeah, I started in 2016, so to me it still feels like this was 4 years ago, when in reality it's been 6 years. It's been 6 years, okay? And I've slowly been putting out content, and I have episodes from previous years that I've, you know, built, and I'm hoping that there's a consistency in the year of 2022. That I can produce a lot more and be more active online, even just through social media and the podcast in general. So that's kind of the goal. But just to backtrack, let's talk about 2021. Let's start with Happy New Year. I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. I'm sending positive vibes towards anyone listening to this, that this year is filled with blessings and success and love and happiness, all that good stuff. And I hope everyone's 2021 was one that was memorable and good to you. And if it wasn't and you'd have a horrible year like a lot of people did, just know that that's okay. The year is over with. We're a fresh new start and an opportunity to really let go of what happened and move into or transition into a fresh new page or chapter in our book, so to speak. So for me, 2021 was a difficult year, just had some personal things going on, realized that at some point I needed to make a decision when it came to the podcast, like, am I going to continue to produce or do I just need to take a break? Because at some point in the beginning, I kept thinking to myself, well, produce next month, I'll work on it next month, I need to focus on this, you know, and I just kept pushing it. And it was probably around Ramadan that I decided that I was going to just take a break, not indefinitely, because I think that, like, in my gut, I knew that it was only until the end of the year, but I felt like this, not this year, but last year was already I was going through a lot. So in order to relieve a lot of the pressure from myself and expectations to produce, and when you're not producing or creating content, whether it's for the podcast or whether it's for my art and my Etsy shop for Nudes Nook, I felt like I was going to carry that. I felt like I was going to carry that failure in a sense. Like, I don't know, maybe that's too strong of a word, but I needed to allow myself to let go of all of that and really focus on what's important and know that at any point I can just jump back in and that it would be okay. So I really took the time to focus on my mental health, my well-being, my heart, people in my life that matter to me, that needed me. So yeah, 2021 was a roller coaster. Actually, I wouldn't even say it was a roller coaster because I think there was a lot more downs than ups. So I don't know what you would call that. Yeah, we are in 2022 now, and it is only, let me see, the 4th of January, and I've already recorded an episode that I'm currently editing that will be up after this goes live. And I have like really good feelings about this year, even though I tend to be very pessimistic, and I guess, I don't know, like kind of set my standards low, because I feel like if I have high standards for the way things were going to turn out and then they don't, I just end up disappointing myself. So I don't want to set them too high, but also I want to be a little bit more ambitious this year.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Don't have any set goals. I don't have this idea of like, oh, I'm going to produce one or two a month. That's to me like a little bit too stressful, just transitioning back in. So my goal is do whatever feels right. Always have it somewhere, you know, on my to-do list, whether it's a post on social media, whether it's talking to potential speakers, whether it's writing down ideas, whether it's putting questions on my Instagram stories for future episodes. I'll just kind of proactively start working at it and then let it naturally pick up and then become more consistent. So that's kind of the goal. One of the things I want to challenge myself with this year, though, which isn't really about numbers, is about spending some time recording either solo episodes or episodes with people who probably be more reoccurring on my podcast to react to anything that's happening in the world. So whether that is something that's, you know, cultural or social or political, but just to be able to have that commentary when all of that information is still fresh, and to be able to have a space for myself and other people to kind of have those conversations around it, similar to what you find, let's say, on Clubhouse, where you can go in and people are talking about current affairs. And so I'm hoping that I can do that, because even if it's like 10-15 minutes, that's quick to edit and quick to upload. So I'm really looking forward to possibly doing that, but we'll see how that goes. Just welcoming everyone into the new year, hoping everyone is feeling really great. I will say that something I am excited to announce, and that was very exciting, that occurred recently within the transition of the new year, is that the podcast reached 100,000 downloads, and that to me is just amazing. And so just for context, because I think in the world of TikToks and YouTubes and million views and, you know, things going viral, that might not sound a lot, but in the podcasting world, I feel like that is a lot, especially for a small independent podcast, because usually the ones that are receiving really large amounts of downloads are the ones that are produced by large media agencies, and or are the ones who are created by people who already have a large following on social media, and so that they're able to traffic all of those followers to listen in onto their podcast. So it's really easy to gain the audience when you already have it just on another platform. And so for myself, I don't have that. So just by word of mouth, or just by people searching a specific topic about women, about Muslim women, Yemeni women, Arab women, things about feminism and double standards and all of that kind of stuff put together has created really a niche in my podcast, or my podcast became a niche. And so I'm just happy to know that the people who are looking for this stuff are finding my podcast and are happy to, you know, continuously download and come back and listen to more. So for me, that was really exciting. Podcasts, I think on average, the last time I checked, range between like 700 to 1,000 episodes, I think. Let me Google that actually really quick, because I don't want to say something that I'm not sure of. So let's see. Okay, I'm back. So something that was released last year from the podcasthost.com states, and honestly, like, this was the first link that I saw, so I'm not too sure how credible this is, but we're just going to go with it. It says more than 26 downloads of your new episode within the 7 days. Oh, sorry. If your new episode gets within the 7 days of its release more than 26 downloads, you're in the top 50% of podcasts. More than 72 downloads, you're in the top 25% of podcasts. More than 539, you're in the top 5%. And more than 3,000, you're in the top 1%. And so I should say that the podcasting platforms aren't necessarily a place where you can get hundreds of thousands of downloads. Again, unless you are super consistent, have an agency that will help you promote and scale your podcast, and of course, if you are a celebrity or social influencer, someone who can traffic your own audience to listen onto that podcast. So for me, 100,000 was a big accomplishment for me, and yeah, I look forward to hopefully having a lot more. And I should also say that one of the reasons that means so much to me is because, taking a break last year, and I think I only produced one episode, I was continuously getting downloads every single day because I would regularly check it. And there wasn't a day that I didn't have multiple downloads where people were listening to like older episodes or like the latest one. And so for me, it was a reminder that I can continue this work and that there is value in what I'm creating because people are obviously listening to it and are downloading it. And so when I sometimes feel like, do I want to continue this or should I, which I can tell you a lot of people struggle with, not just with podcasts, but like anything that they put on. And I've met some really cool people, really incredible women who we share, where we sit and we have these discussions quite often about hitting like a roadblock and then feeling like, is this something that I want to continue with? Do I want to pivot and maybe go into something else? Like, how do I switch things up? So those issues come up quite often. And I don't know, I feel like for me, that was very much an incentive and reassurance that I hope to continue this. And so, yeah, so I was really just excited, and I want to thank every single listener. If you're new listening to this today, I hope you subscribe. And if you are an OG listener from like 2016 or 17, thank you so much for just continuously coming back and finding these episodes and these spaces to, you know, maybe see yourself mirrored in them or learning something and something new in or being inspired. That makes me very happy. To close off or to go back to, you know, the new year and last year, I just wanted to say that if you are someone who had a beautiful, great, strong 2021, I'm so happy for you. And I really hope that 2022 is just a continuation of every good thing that happened to you in the last year. I know a lot of people in my life got married, people had babies, people got pregnant, people accomplished a lot of great things in their careers. And so I'm just so happy for everyone and seeing everyone's accomplishments and happy moments. And if you are someone who had a hard year, like many people did, I mean, 2020 was a difficult year and just, I think, shook everyone's lives a little bit. But I think a lot of people that carried in with them to 2021, and sometimes a harder year in 2021 because 2020 was hard and that it kind of took a standstill in a lot of ways. And then 2021 was trying to figure out how we're supposed to go back to this new normal. And yeah, I think it just impacted people's lives, and it really showed what that transition did and the true effects that it had on our lives. And so, again, if you had a really hard year, just know that you're not alone, that there are many people out there who are struggling with something. Everyone has their own story, their own grievances, and there is nothing that you cannot work yourself out of, and there's nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a soul more than it can bear. So just know that there is a strength inside of you. You just have to really dig deep into it, find it, and know that you know whatever trials and tribulations that you're going through are something that that you have it in you to overcome them. You just have to continuously work on every single day. I don't say this as to downplay anything or to say that it's easy, because telling you firsthand, it is absolutely not easy. But the alternative is to give up, and giving up, I believe, is not an option. And so you have to continuously work every single day. And it might take a week, a month, or an entire year or more. But just know that when you reach that final point and you're able to overcome something, that you'll look back and know that all of it was worth it, and that you come out of it just a different, stronger, more resilient person. And nothing in life would have brought you to that point and given you that strength and taught you so much about yourself and about people than that experience. You know, hindsight is 20/20, and I don't think we realize why we're put in certain circumstances until we come out of it and realize, I needed to go through that to be able to do XYZ, to be able to let go of some bad habits that I had, to let go of some bad people in my life, etc. And so just, you know, continuously work on yourself, put a lot of effort into self-love, and just know that inshallah there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that there is hope. With that being said, I'm going to close off this episode just by reminding everyone that I'm always open to your input and to your suggestions. So if you have any topic that you would like to see discussed on the podcast, or some ideas of people that you would like to see come on, you can follow me at This Muslim Girl Podcast on Instagram and just DM me any of those recommendations. I often tend to put stuff on my stories where you can submit questions for the podcast, for people, etc. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.